just been a devastation from our point of view. Obviously, the story broke on Saturday that obviously three members of our family, Walsall family, had obviously passed away in the Tunisian terror attacks. And from that point of view, it was very important from the football club to pay tribute to these three men, obviously all members of one family, their own family, but more importantly from our point of view, members of the Walsall family. And to have lost three of our valued supporters in such a way is obviously a massive, massive shock to the football club and a tragedy for the whole of the world, especially here in the West Midlands, here in Walsall. There's been lots and lots of messages. Obviously, personally, I've had my phone's been ringing off the hook with messages of support to the football club and obviously to the three gentlemen involved. But more so, we obviously felt that it was important to pay tribute to Adrian, Patrick and Joel, and our social media websites now carry the banner of that almost iconic picture now of the family on a happier day, the day that was the biggest day in this football club's recent history, the day that we got to the Johnson's Paint Trophy final. And there's that image there of Owen and Adrian and Patrick and Joel all enjoying happier times outside Wembley, supporting the football club that they loved. That formed part of our social media, our official Facebook page and our official Twitter page. And from there, we asked for supporters to put their words of condolences to the family. And it's not just been Walsall supporters. The grand football family have come together. We've had over 5,000 messages of support on our Facebook. The post that we put on there on Saturday evening has now been shared to over a million people. It's really gravitated with the whole of the football family. And just internally at the football club, obviously the staff who know the three guys, and obviously we've got close links with Birmingham County FA where Joel refereed. They're our parent county FA, and obviously it's where we play our youth games as well. So it's reverberated across the whole football club, and it's obviously a very, very sad time for everybody concerned.